Welcome to Informatory Vindication by James Renick. We are continuing to read for this reading. This Reformation Audio Resource is a production of Stillwater's Revival Books. Many free resources, as well as our complete mail order catalog containing classic and contemporary Puritan and Reformed books, CDs, and much more at great discounts, are on the web at www.swrb.com. Also, please consider, pray, and act upon the important truths found in the following quotation by Charles Spurgeon. Quote, as the Apostle says to Timothy, so also he says to everyone, give yourself to reading. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read. Renounce as much as you will all light literature, but study as much as possible sound theological works, especially the Puritanic writers and expositions of the Bible. The best way for you to spend your leisure is to be either reading or praying, unquote. And now to SWRB's reading of Informatory Vindication, which we hope you find to be a great blessing, and which we pray draws you nearer to the Lord Jesus Christ, for he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by him. John chapter 14, verse 6. But to conclude, we desire a few things of our brethren, unto whose hands this shall come. Number one, that none may look upon us from what we have professed and declared in this our vindication as having new sentiments about these heads, for we did never hold or maintain opinions as to these particulars contrary to what we have here expressed, so that this is not a change, but an explication of our minds. And if any well-meaning person and zealously inclined amongst us hath through ignorance or mistake uttered themselves otherwise than we have here explicated, we are not to maintain the same. Number two, we desire that no advantage may be taken against us from words or expressions in this paper through our weakness, but that the scope and design of the whole may be weighed and considered, and so that one part of it may not be divided from another, but that all the parts of it may be together considered and impartially pondered without affection and or prejudice. Number three, seeing the cause of God has suffered great hurt by persons, there too much credulity in believing ill and false reports and spreading the same as real certainties, without ever trying or searching into the truth or falsehood thereof, and seeing that thereby our divisions and distractions have been greatly multiplied, therefore we desire, which we are also willing to grant unto others, that none hereafter may give ear and credit to the bare reports of our accusers and traducers, without due trying and searching into the truth thereof, at least if not for our sakes, yet that they would forbear for the Gospels, seeing that from henceforth they may be convinced of our being so much wronged by such sad misrepresentations. Number four, we desire that in time coming, any who shall hear or suppose such opinions or practices as are unsound and hurtful to be maintained and followed by us may deal so friendly and Christianly with us as to admonish us thereof, in order to evince and convict us of the same before they publicly vent such things or inform against us. Number five, that nothing in this paper which may seem more freely expressed may be constructed as flowing from prejudice at any person or persons whatsoever, or from a glorying in our mother's nakedness, which is also our own, or an humor to debate. For we desire herein singly and simply to have a respect to the glory of God, the vindication of his truths, and if the Lord will, the advantage both of the givers and receivers of misreports against us. In the meantime, we commit the cause unto the Lord, and desire to wait until he shall arise and give testimony for his truths. For as we are firmly persuaded in our consciences before God that this is his cause and covenanted reformation which we are owning and suffering for, so we are hopeful that he shall in his own appointed time make himself known unto the world, owning the same, how long soever it be now, and that as he hath been pleased, even in these times of hot and heavy persecution of cruel and crafty enemies, and of sinful and shameful willful defection of the generality of ministers and professors to raise up and signally to spirit not a few honored worthies, though mean, weak, and contemptible in the eyes of the world, valiantly to contend, faithfully to witness, and patiently to suffer for the same cause, even to resisting unto blood, in their steadfast adhering unto their sworn duties and principles, wrestling as men and as Christians as well for their natural and civil rights and liberties against usurpation and tyranny as for their covenanted religion against popery, prelacy, and sacrilegious supremacy, and also against the apostasy, compliances, and detestable neutrality of others, which worthies following the footsteps of the faithful cloud of witnesses that have gone before them have portrayed a noble and renowned example of virtue, faithfulness, and courage to the present age, and have sealed and transmitted an honest and honorable testimony to posterity, so we hope the same testimony shall be continued to the Reformation amongst men of our principles and profession, until at length he shall make the blood which hath been shed sealing the same appear above ground to be the seed of the church, and cause his people to reap the fruit of this present fiery furnace according to his word, promising that all things shall work together for good to them that love him and wait for him. Finally, we add no more, but desire that this may be taken as the unbosoming of the genuine thoughts and exhibiting the minds and sentiments as to the controversies of this present time, of a poor, wasted, wounded, afflicted, bleeding, misrepresented, and reproached remnant, and handful of suffering people who desire to throw down what God will throw down, and to build what he will establish when he comes, to whom be the kingdom and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Because the reader may desiderate these declarations so fervently exclaimed against and here so frequently mentioned, and may impute it to disingenuity to conceal those things that are everywhere bespattered, and may reckon he is imposed upon in having the faults of things both aggravated and extenuated, and yet cannot see the things themselves, therefore, to the end that both the reader may be satisfied and the owners of these declarations may be cleared of any prevarication in the case, and that also more abuses of transcribers may be prevented, care hath been taken to get the most correct copies that could be found at the publishing thereof, and to subjoin the same in the following pages, giving the expressions most accepted against in different characters. The testimony published at Rutherglen, May 29, 1679, as the Lord hath been pleased to keep and preserve his interest in this land by the testimonies of some faithful witnesses from the beginning, so in our day some have not been wanting who through greatest hazards have added their testimonies to these who have gone before them by suffering death, banishment, torturings, forfalteries, imprisonments, and what not from a perfidious and cruel adversary to the church and kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ in the land. Therefore, we owning the same interest of Christ according to the word of the Lord and the national and solemn league and covenant, desire to add our testimony to the testimonies of the worthies that have gone before us, though we be unworthy, yet hoping as true members of the Church of Christ in Scotland, and that against all things done prejudicial to this interest from the beginning of the work of Reformation, especially from the year 1648 to 1660, and more particularly from the said year 1660 and downwards against the acts following, as against the Act of Supremacy, the Declaration, whereby our covenants were condemned, the Act for Eversion of the Established Government of the Church and for Establishing of Abjured Prelacy, the Act Recessory of all Acts of Parliaments and Assemblies for Establishing the Government of the Church according to the Word, the Act of Glasgow, putting the same in execution, whereby at one time were violently cast out above 300 ministers without any legal procedure, likewise the Act for appointing an holy anniversary day to be kept every 29th of May, for giving thanks for the setting up and usurped power, destroying the interest of Christ in the land, whereby the creature is set up to be worshipped in the room of our great Redeemer, and a power is assumed which is proper to the Lord only for the appointing of ordinances in His church, as particularly the government thereof and the keeping of holy days belongeth to no prince, prelate, nor person on earth, but only to our Lord Redeemer. And further, we give our testimony against all sinful and unlawful acts emitted and executed, published and prosecuted by them against our covenanted reformation, and for confirmation of this our testimony, we do here this day, being the 29th of May, 1679, publicly and most justly burn the aforesaid acts at this cross of Rutherglen, being the chief burr of the nether ward of Clydesdale, as they perfidiously and blasphemously have burnt our holy covenants through several cities of these covenanted kingdoms. We hope none will take exceptions at our not subscribing this our testimony being so solemnly given, for we are ready to do it if necessary, and to enlarge it with all our faithful suffering brethren in the land. The Declaration and Testimony of the True Presbyterian Anti-Prelatic Anti-Erastian Persecuted Party in Scotland, published at Sanquhar, June 22, 1680. It is not amongst the smallest of the Lord's mercies to this poor land that there have been always some who have given their testimony against every cause of defection that many are guilty of, which is a token for good that He doth not as yet intend to cast us off altogether, but that He will leave a remnant in whom He will be glorious if they, through His grace, keep themselves clean still and walk in His way and method as it has been walked in and owned by Him in our predecessors of truly worthy memory, in their carrying on of our noble work of reformation in the several steps thereof, from popery, prelacy, and likewise Erastian supremacy, so much usurped by Him who, it is true, so far as we know, is descended from the race of our kings, yet He hath so far debased from what He ought to have been by His perjury and usurpation in church matters and tyranny in matters civil, as is known by the whole land, that we have just reason to account it one of the Lord's great controversies against us, that we have not disowned Him and the men of His practices, whether inferior magistrates or any other, as enemies to our Lord and His crown, and the true Protestant Presbyterian interest in this land, our Lord's espoused bride and church. Therefore, although we be for government and governors, such as the word of God and our covenant allows, yet we for ourselves and all that will adhere to us as the representative of the true Presbyterian Kirk and covenanted nation of Scotland, considering the great hazard of lying under such a sin any longer, do by these presents disown Charles Stuart, that has been reigning, or rather tyrannizing, as we may say, on the throne of Britain these years bygone, as having any right, title to, or interest in the said crown of Scotland for government, as forfeited several years since by his perjury and breach of covenant both to God and his Kirk, and usurpation of his crown and royal prerogatives therein, and many other breaches in matters ecclesiastic, and by tyranny and breach of the very lieges regnandi in matters civil, for which reason we declare that several years since we should have been denuded of being kind ruler or magistrate, or of having any power to act or to be obeyed as such, as also we being under the standard of our Lord Jesus Christ, captain of salvation, do declare a war with such a tyrant and usurper and all the men of his practices as enemies to our Lord Jesus Christ and his cause and covenants, and against all such as have strengthened him, sided with, or anywise acknowledged him in his tyranny, civil or ecclesiastic, yea, against all such as shall strengthen, side with, or anywise acknowledge any other in like usurpation and tyranny, far more against such as would betray or deliver up our free reformed Mother Kirk unto the bondage of Antichrist the Pope of Rome, and by this we homologate that testimony given at Rutherglen the 29th of May 1679, and all the faithful testimonies of those who have gone before, as also of those who have suffered of late, and we do disclaim that declaration published at Hamilton, June 1679, chiefly because it takes in the King's interest, which we are several years since loosed from because of the aforesaid reasons, and other which may, after this, if the Lord will, be published, as also we disown and by this resent the reception of the Duke of York that professed papist as repugnant to our principles and vows to the Most High God, and as that which is the great, though not alone, just reproach of our Kirk and nation, we also, by this, protest against his succeeding to the crown, and whatever has been done or any are essaying to do in this land, given to the Lord in prejudice to our work of reformation. And to conclude, we hope after this none will blame us for or offend at our rewarding those that are against us as they have done to us, as the Lord gives opportunity. This is not to exclude any that have declined, if they be willing to give satisfaction according to the degree of their declaration published at Lanark, January 12th, 1682, the Act and Apologetic Declaration of the True Presbyterians of the Church of Scotland. Although we ought to take in good part whatever God in his infinite wisdom hath for the punishment of our sin carved out unto us, and I and acknowledge him alone in it, and though we always ought to acknowledge government and governors as ordained by him, insofar as they rule and govern according to the rules set down by him in his word, and constitutive laws of the nation, and ought to cast the mantle of love on the lesser errors of governors, and give the best countenance to their administration that the nature of their actions will bear, yet when all these laws, both of God and the kingdom, conditional and constitutive of the government, are cast and annulled by pretended laws and the highest of usurpation, and an inexplicable prerogative in matters ecclesiastic and arbitrary government in matters civil is arrogate, when a banner of impiety, profaneness, and atheism is avowedly displayed against the heavens, a door open of all sorts and sizes, and the remedy thereof still denied by him who should be as a sun and shield to the people, when the parliaments, who ought to be the grand trustees of the kingdom, to whom it belongs in such a case to secure the civil and spiritual interests, are so prelimited by law, as that no true son of the state or church hath liberty to sit and vote there, so that the parliaments and places of public trust and offices of the kingdom, from the highest to the lowest, are made up of none but those who are corrupted, overawed, overruled, and bribed. What shall the people do in such an extremity? Should they give their reason as men, their consciences as Christians, and resign their liberties, fortunes, religion, and their all to the inexorable obstinacy, incurable willfulness, and malice of these, who in spite of God and man, and notwithstanding of their many oaths and vows both to God and his people, are resolved to make their own will the absolute and sovereign rule of their actions, and their strained indulgences, and the measure of the subject's hope and happiness? Shall the end of government be lost through weakness, wickedness, and tyranny of governors? Must the people, by an implicit submission and deplorable stupidity, destroy themselves, and betray their posterity and become objects of reproach to the present generation and pity and contempt to the future, have they not in such an extremity good ground to make use of that natural and radical power they have to shake off that yoke which neither we nor our fathers were able to bear, which accordingly the Lord honored us in a general and unprelimited meeting of the estates and shires of Scotland to do, a convention of unprelimited members, a convention of men who had only the glory of God and the good of the Commonwealth before their eyes, the like whereof the present reigning tyrant could never since his homecoming pretend to. At which convention he was most legally and by general consent cast off by the declaration afterwards published at Sanquhar by a special warrant from the said convention, but that we may not seem to have done that, or yet to do the like upon no grounds, or yet upon few and small grounds, we shall hint at some of the many thousands of the misdemeanors of the now cast off tyrant in his overturning of our church and state. And first, at his very entry, as if he had attained to Nero's desire at one blow, in his parliament, he cut off the neck of that noble constitution of church and state which our noble and worthy ancestors had made, and not thinking it enough treacherously and falsely to perjure himself, he made such constitutions and laws, if it be not an abuse of language to call them so, as that none but fools of his own feather, and such as would run with himself to the same excess of riot, should have access to the very nearest place or office in the kingdom, and though that in itself is enough, yet not the thousandth part of what he hath done. Number 2, did he not take to himself a licentious privilege, the exalting of himself unto a sphere exceeding all measures, divine and human, tyrannically obtruding his will for a law, both in matters civil and ecclesiastic, making us a laughingstock to the neighboring nations, who imagined that what he was doing, however tyrannous in itself, to be consonant to our law, blaming the badness of the law instead of the badness of the governors, whereas nothing could be less consonant to the tenor and end of our and all other laws, divine and human, for we have reason to praise the Lord, who eminently assisted our ancestors in framing of our laws, so that we may, upon good ground, say that there is no nation in civil libus hath better, and in ecclesiasticus so good laws as we, having by God's providence attained unto a more excellent and strict reformation than any nation, the observing of which laws was the very constitutive and absolute condition whereupon he was admitted to the royal office, and without which he was not to have the exercise of his power, and to which he was most solemnly and deeply sworn oftener than once with his hands lifted up to the Most High, he himself declaring the subject's tie no longer to remain or continue, then the ends and constitutions of these covenants were pursued and preserved by him, all which are contrary to his engagement foresaid, by his pretended and as aforesaid constitute, parliaments cast and annulled, and the laws no more made the rule, but his own will in his letters, so that we are made the reproach of the nations, who say we have only the law of letters instead of the letter of the law. 3. Hath it not been his constant method to adjourn and dissolve parliaments at his pleasure, when they, though his own creatures, were so sensible of his misdemeanors that they began to question, and when questioned by them, ye may easily conjecture what they were? 4. Hath he not seated himself as supreme head over all persons, in all causes, civil and ecclesiastic, and by virtue of that arrogantly arrogated power fabricate a chimeric government, or rather pageantry in the church, with such Ludibrious eminences, pompous power and pride, through the vanity of men's depraved imaginations, the grievous and mysterious abuse, from whence have issued all the calamities, all the languishing sorrows and confounding shames and reproaches which, in this day of blackness and darkness, have invaded, involved, polluted, and pestered the church and kingdom, and thus hath he approven himself to be the defender of the faith. Under which the godly party, true sons of the church and nation, have been groaning these 20 years bygone, and in great numbers murdered and slain in the fields, led as lambs to the slaughter upon scaffolds, imprisoned and kept in irons, and with exquisite tortures tormented, exiled, banished, and sold as slaves amongst savages, all which they endured most patiently a long time, or ever they offered to appear in public in arms against him, and all this they have met with as a reward, just upon the Lord's part, though unjust and ungrate as to his part, for their too great and inordinate love wherewith they prevented him in the day of his distress, being the first and only beginning of his unhappy restorations. Number 5, time will fail us to narrate what taxings, cessings, and every way impoverishing of the subjects, and grinding of the faces of the poor, dilapidating the pendicles, rights, and revenues of the crown, for no other end but to employ them for keeping up a brothel rather than a court, since there is no court in the world hath attained unto such a height of debauchery and depravedness as that court by his example hath done, for regis ad exemplum totus componitur orbis. 6. And lastly, as if it had not been enough to exercise such a tyrannical and arbitrary power himself, he, by a late parliament, such as the former, intends that his cruelty and tyranny should not die with himself, but that he shall in his time install such an one, if not worse, as himself, contrary to all law, reason, and religion, and in that parliament to unhinge very Protestantism itself by framing a test such as no Protestant, how corrupt soever, can take, and so ridiculous that it is made the laughingstock even of enemies themselves. Is it then any wonder, considering such dealings and many thousands more, that true Scotsmen, though we have been always, and even to extremity sometimes loyal to our kings, should after 20 years tyranny break out at last as we have done, and put in practice that power which God and nature hath given us, and we have reserved to ourselves? As our engagements with our princes, having been always conditional, as other kingdoms are implicitly, but ours explicitly, let none, therefore, object against the legality of what we have done, or are doing, for we offer as, how inconsiderable we are said to be, to prove ourselves to have done nothing against our ancient laws, civil or ecclesiastic, against any lawyers or divines whatsoever, our ancient laws being judges, and we having safety to pass and repass, if the public faith after so many breaches can be trusted for that effect. So then, let no foreign kingdoms or churches, through misinformation or false copies, as they are many, of what we act or do, because we have no access to the press as they, we say, let them not take up a wrong opinion of us or our proceedings, for we are only endeavoring to extricate ourselves from under a tyrannous yoke, and to reduce our church and state to what they were in the years 1648 and 1649. We therefore have convened in our name and authority ratify and approve what hath been done by the Rutherglen and Sanquhar declarations, and do by these present rescind, annul, and make void whatsoever hath been done by Charles Stuart or his accomplices in prejudice to our ancient laws and liberties in all the several pretended and prelimited parliaments and conventions since the year 1660, and particularly the late parliament holden at Edinburgh the 28th July, 1681 by a commissioner professedly popish, and for villainy exiled his native land, with all the acts and laws their statute, and enacted as that abominable, ridiculous, unparalleled, and soul-perjuring test, and the rest. We therefore command and charge you to pass to the Murcutt Cross at Lanark, and in our name and authority publish this our act and declaration, as ye will be answerable, given at the 15th December 1681, let King Jesus reign, and all his enemies be scattered. The apologetic declaration and admonitory vindication of the true Presbyterians of the Church of Scotland, especially anent intelligencers and informers. Albeit we know that the people of God in all ages have been cruelly persecuted and maliciously reviled by apostates from and enemies to the truths of our Lord Jesus Christ, yet such hard usage and virulent reproachings hath not, at least ought not, to have abated the zeal of tender-hearted Christians in the prosecution of holy and commanded duties. Therefore, as hitherto, through grace assisting, we have not been driven to lay aside necessary obliging duties because of the viperous threatenings of men, who are given up of a holy and wise God to lay out all their might and power for promoting a course of wicked profanity by virulent persecution and ignominious calumnies, to all of whom, nevertheless, that are reconcilable unto God, we heartily wish eternal salvation. So we declare our firm resolution of constant adherence to our covenants and engagements, whereby we are bound to have common friends and foes with our covenanted reformation, and to look upon what is done to one as done to all of us, and also our unanimous adherence to our faithful declarations, wherein we have disowned the authority of Charles Stuart, not authority of God's institutions, either among Christians or heathens, and all authority depending upon him for reasons given elsewhere, disclaiming all such things as infer a magistratical relation betwixt him and us, and wherein also we have declared war against him and his accomplices, such as lay out themselves to promote his wicked and hellish designs. Therefore, that therein our mind may be the more clearly understood, and for preventing further mistakes anent our purposes, we do hereby jointly and unanimously testify and declare that as we utterly detest and abhor that hellish principle of killing all who differ in judgment or persuasion from us, it having no bottom upon the word of God or right reason, so we look upon it as a duty binding upon us to publish openly unto the world that forasmuch as we are firmly and really purpose not to injure or offend any whomsoever, but to pursue the ends of our covenants in standing to the defense of our glorious work of reformation and of our own lives, yet we say we do hereby declare unto all that whosoever stretch forth their hands against us while we are maintaining the cause and interest of Christ against his enemies, in defense of the covenanted reformation by shedding our blood actually, either by authoritative commanding such as bloody counselors, bloody we say insinuating clearly by this and other adjective epithets an open distinction betwixt the cruel and bloodthirsty, and the more sober and moderate, especially that so-called justiciary, general of forces, adjutants, captains, lieutenants, and all in civil and military power who make it their work to imbrue their hands in our blood, or by obeying such commands, such as bloody militiamen, malicious troopers, soldiers, and dragoons, likewise such gentlemen and commons who through wickedness and ill will ride and run with the aforesaid persons to lay search for us, or who deliver up any of us into their hands to the spilling of our blood by enticing morally or stirring up enemies to the taking away of our lives, such as designedly and purposely advise, counsel, and encourage them to proceed against us to our utter extirpation by informing against us wickedly, wittingly, and willingly such as viperous and malicious bishops and curates and all such sort of intelligencers who lay out themselves to the effusion of our blood together with all such as in obedience to the enemy's commands at the sight of us raise the hue and cry after us, yea, and against all such as comparing before the adversary's courts upon their demand delayed us and any who befriend us to their and our extreme hazard and suffering. We say all and every one of such shall be reputed by us enemies to God and the covenanted work of reformation and punished as such according to our power and the degree of their offense, chiefly if they shall continue after the publication of this our declaration obstinately and habitually with malice to proceed against us any of the foresaid ways, not at all exempting from present punishment, such as formerly have been chief ringleaders and obstinate offenders, and withal leaving room for civil and ecclesiastic satisfaction before lawful and settled judicatories, for the offense of such persons as our power at this time cannot reach, or the degree of their punishment according to their offenses is hard for us to be determined. Finally, we do hereby declare that we abhor, condemn, and discharge any personal attempts upon any pretext whatsoever, without previous deliberation, common or competent consent, without certain probation by sufficient witnesses, the guilty person's confession, or the notoriousness of the deeds themselves, inhibiting also and discharging any of our emissaries whomsoever to stretch forth their hands beyond the certainly known degrees of any of the foresaid persons' offenses. Now let not any think, our God assisting us, we will be so slack-handed in time coming to put matters in execution as heretofore we have been, seeing we are bound faithfully and valiantly to maintain our covenants and the cause of Christ. Therefore let all these foresaid persons be admonished of their hazard, and particularly all ye intelligencers who by your voluntary informations endeavor to render us up to the enemy's bonds, that our blood may be shed, for by such courses ye both endanger your immortal souls, if repentance prevent not, seeing God will make inquisition for shedding the precious blood of his saints. Whatever be the thoughts of men and also your bodies, seeing you render yourselves actually and maliciously guilty of our blood, whose innocency the Lord knoweth, however, we are sorry at our very hearts that any of you should choose such courses, either with bloody Doeg to shed our blood, or with the flattering Ziphites to inform persecutors where we are to be found. So we say again, we desire you to take warning of the hazard that ye incur by following such courses, for the sinless necessity of self-preservation accompanied with holy zeal for Christ reigning in our land and suppressing of profanity will move us not to let you pass unpunished. Call to your remembrance all that is in peril is not lost, and all that is delayed is not forgiven. Therefore expect to be dealt with as ye deal with us, so far as our power can reach, not because we are acted by a sinful spirit of revenge for private and personal injuries, but mainly because by our fall reformation suffers damage, yea, the power of godliness through ensnaring flatteries and terrible threatening will thereby be brought to a very low ebb, the consciences of many more dreadfully surrendered, and profanity more established and propagated. And as upon the one hand we have here declared our purposes anent malicious injurers of us, so upon the other hand we do hereby beseech and attest all you who wish well to Zion to show your good will towards us by acting with us and in your places and stations according to your ability, counseling, encouraging, and strengthening our hands for this great work of holding up the standard of our Lord Jesus Christ, Think not that in any ways you are called to lie by neutral and indifferent, especially in such a day, for we are a people by holy covenants dedicated unto the Lord in our persons, lives, liberties, and fortunes for defending and promoting this glorious work of reformation, notwithstanding all opposition that is or may be made thereunto, yea, and sworn against all neutrality and indifferency in the Lord's matters. And moreover, we are fully persuaded that the Lord, who now hideth his face from the house of Jacob, will suddenly appear and bring light out of darkness and perfect strength out of weakness, and cause judgment return again to righteousness. Thus, having declared our deliberated, lawful, and necessary purposes concerning this matter, in order to the publication of the same, we do hereby statute and ordain that upon the 8th day of November, copies of this our declaration be affixed upon a sufficient and competent number of the public market crosses of the respective burghs and of the patent doors of the respective kirks within this kingdom, given upon the 28th October 1684, let King Jesus reign and all his enemies be scattered. The protestation and apologetic admonitory declaration of the contending and suffering remnant of the true Presbyterians of the Church of Scotland against the proclaiming James Duke of York, King of Scotland, England, France, and Ireland, the lawfulness of the present pretended Parliament, and the apparent inlet of Popery, published at Sanquhar. It hath pleased the holy and wise God to exercise the Church of Scotland now of a long time with wrestling and warfaring under the yoke of cruel oppressors, who have made it their whole work to extirpate the true worship and worshippers of God out of the land. They make it highly criminal to own Christ as sole supreme over his own house, to mention any adherence to Scotland's reformation and covenants, and to take the written word of God to be the only rule of faith and manners, discerning any to forfeit right to estate, life, and liberty, who are of Presbyterian principles, who will not make a full surrender of conscience unto them, to be carried about as they please, complying with all contradictions and contradictory impositions which their diabolic spirits may invent, who are clearly seen to be void of all religion, reason, and humanity, so that they proceed against all recusants with the height of barbarity and hellish cruelty, refusing to hear them profess subjection to rulers only in the Lord, and according to his word, yea, cutting them off in the field without giving them any time to deliberate upon death, yea, oftentimes without so much as to commit their spirits unto the Lord, but butcherously slaying them without taking notice what they are, or what, according to their own law, is to be led against them. Moreover, these arbitrarians have so raged that they have now brought the land to that, oh, poor, miserable, and lamentable slavery, that the freest subject and best gentleman in the kingdom is by their acts, laws, and proceedings holden obliged to give an oath super inquirendis before any single soldier or dragoon meeting them upon the way. Lo, all this and much more we have met with as just upon the Lord's part, though most unjust upon man's, for our manifold sins and iniquities, and in a special manner for our not purging our judicatories and armies, when the power was in our hands, of men disaffected to the cause and interest of Christ, for our bringing in known malignants to places of power and trust among us, and for inordinate affection unto and lusting after the deceased tyrant Charles II, and advancing him to the regal throne, even while known by many palpable discoveries, as are to be seen in the causes of God's wrath with the Church of Scotland, to retain his heart enmity at the covenanted work of reformation, which sins we desire to confess and mourn for before God, angels, and men, as also our sin in not timiously rejecting the aforesaid Charles when he brake covenant and all parts of his coronation oath. Howbeit, fearing the lying under such a sin any longer, when we were brought to a very small remnant, we did by open declarations disclaim his pretended authority upon many important grounds and reasons, as is to be seen elsewhere, particularly in our declaration published at Lanark, January 12, 1682, all which declarations we do hereby ratify and approve. So now the Lord, in his goodness and wisdom, having removed the aforesaid Charles from his tyranny by death, and a few wicked and unprincipled men of this kingdom, having by open proclamation proclaimed James Duke of York, though a professed papist and excommunicate person, and not yet received into the church again, to be King of Scotland, England, France, and Ireland, we, the contending and suffering remnant of the true Presbyterians of the Church of Scotland, calling to mind the many bonds and obligations that lie upon us from the Lord, and being desirous to be found faithful in this day of temptation, to avoid accession to the guilt in which many have involved themselves, to exonerate our consciences as in his sight, to testify our resentment of the deed, and to make it appear unto the world that we are free thereof, whether by concurrence or connivance, do here deliberately, jointly, and unanimously protest against the aforesaid proclamation of James, Duke of York, to be king as said is, in regard that it is the choosing a murderer to be a governor, who has shed the blood of the saints of God, in regard that it is the height of confederacy with an idolater, which is forbidden by the law of God, in regard that it is contrary to the declaration of the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland of the date 27th July 1649 years, in regard that it is contrary to many wholesome and laudable acts of Parliament, as Act 8, Parliament 1st, repeated in the 99th Act Parliament 7, ratified in the 23rd Act Parliament 11, 114th Act Parliament 12, of King James VI, for there is a continual obligation and stipulation between a king and people, as both of them are tied to God, so each of them are tied to other, for the performance of mutual reciprocal duties, and as contrary to 24th Act, Parliament 11, King James VI, where papists are discerned to be punished by manifold civil and ecclesiastic pains, as adversaries to God's true religion, yea, they are ordained to be punished as common enemies to all Christian government, Act 8, Parliament 16, King James VI, and in regard that it is inconsistent with the safety of the faith, conscience, and Christian liberty of Christian people, to choose a subject of Antichrist to be their especially supreme magistrate. And so it is that we understand that part of the fourth section, chapter 23rd, of our confession of faith, and in a general and abstract sense, where it is said in opposition to sectarians who assert that such are not lawful kings who either know not Christ or believe not in him, that infidelity or difference in religion doth not make void the magistrate's just and legal authority, nor free the people from their due obedience to him. We acknowledge it to be true indeed that infidels and these of a different religion are not, chiefly because such, presently to be declared no magistrates, for magistratus non est magistratus qua Christianus sed qua homo, so it is that the magistratical power considered generaliter, given for the good of human societies, may be in the person of an infidel or one of a different religion, but considered specialiter, given for the good of the church, it is only in the person of a professor of the true religion. Hence, in traveling or trafficking in foreign lands, be the persons in whom is the power infidels or of a different religion, we cannot refuse subjection to their laws so far as they are consistent with the written word of God and our true Christian liberty. Howbeit, our covenants and acts of Parliament have put a bar upon the admission of any person, if either infidels or of a different religion, while such to govern in Scotland, and the practice of our church confirms it, in refusing the crown to the late deceased tyrant, Charles II, until he subscribed such demands as were sent unto him, and especially upon the admission of a known enemy to the true religion, to govern, for it could not but be both highly sinful and irrational for us to entrust an enemy to the work and people of God with the interest of both. Also, conceiving that this pretended parliament is not a lawful parliament in regard that the election of commissioners is limited and prejudged in the due liberty thereof by their acts and laws, in regard that the members are convicted of avowed perjury, which, according to the Scottish law, maketh a man incapable of being so much as a witness, in regard they are men of blood, the chief being convicted of avowed murder, whereby they are under the lash of the law, and in regard of their carrying on apostasy and making way for the man of sin, we do, in the like manner, upon these and many other important grounds and reasons, protest against the validity and constitution of this present Parliament, as not being free and lawful against their assuming to themselves any authority or exercising any power or jurisdiction for making of acts or laws, for judging of causes, determining of controversies, or proceeding in any parliamentary way, and in particular we protest against their proceeding to any approbation or ratification of the foresaid proclamation of James, Duke of York, to be king, as said is, and that they may not go on further to set the crown upon his head, they being incapable to give it, and he to receive it. And further, seeing bloody papists, the subjects of Antichrist, become so hopeful, bold, and confident under the perfidy of the said James, Duke of York, and popery itself so eminent and, oh, lamentable, like to be intruded again, if God's mercy and power meeting together in a wonderful way prevent it not, upon these covenanted lands, an open door being made thereunto, by its accursed and abjured harbinger, prelacy, which these three kingdoms are equally sworn against. We do in the like manner protest against all kind of popery in general, and particular heads, the jurisdiction of the Pope, all the heretical and erroneous doctrine of the Church of Rome, their tyrannous laws made against Christian liberty, their erroneous and bloody decrees, their vain ceremonies and superstitions, their allegories, rites, signs, and traditions, their laws, statutes, acts, constitutions, canons, civil or municipal, with all other ordinances and practic penalties whatsoever made in prejudice of the true religion and the professors thereof, or of the true church discipline and jurisdiction, or freedom thereof, and every other thing contrary to sound doctrine and the power of godliness, abjured most explicitly by our national covenant, abrogated, annulled, and rescinded by our Acts of Parliament, as Act 3, Act 31, Parliament 1, Act 23, Parliament 11, Act 114, Parliament 12, Act 5, Parliament 20, and King James the Sixth. We say we do not protest against all. We say we do protest against all kind of popery whatsoever, against its entering against it into this land, and against everything that doth or may directly or indirectly make way for the same, disclaiming likewise all sectarianism, malignancy, and any confederacy therewith. Moreover, taking to our serious consideration the low, deplorable, and obscured state of the churches of England and Ireland, and that we are all bound in one covenant and solemn league together, we in the bowels of Christ do in like manner hereby admonish you, our brethren, in these our neighboring and covenanted lands, that ye remember how far ye have sadly failed in pursuing the ends of our covenants, as we ourselves also have done, which we desire to confess, imploring God's forgiveness to you and us both, how ye have suffered your Lord's enemies to rob you of all your privileges and pleasant things, how ye have given up yourselves to be seduced by complying, lukewarm, and court-flattering brethren, and how ye have passed by, lightly looking upon our bleeding wounds, denying us help, though we have been like to give up the ghost, and what great accession ye have to the giving popery such an open door to enter upon our land again. Remember these things, and consider what the Lord is now calling for at our hand. Break off your sinful ways by repentance, and abandon all lukewarmness and indifferency in the Lord's matters. Give up with your own things. Be tender of God's declarative glory, which is lying at the stake. Quit yourselves like Christians and men, and stretch your hands to the helping, strengthening, encouraging, and comforting a poor, wasted, wronged, wounded, reproached, despised, and bleeding remnant with whom you are in covenant, setting yourselves against all the injuries and affronts done to our blessed Lord Jesus Christ, against the man of sin, the kingdom of Antichrist, and all the limbs and parts thereof, and here, with all sincerity of mind and unfeignedness of resolution, we promise to act unto you, the part of covenanted brethren in the Lord, to the utmost of our power. Likewise, we do hereby in like manner call unto you, all Protestant Reformed churches, kingdoms, and commonwealths, that you would take to your serious consideration the low and dangerous state of the gospel interest, and avert to the growth and increase of popery in all places, bestirring yourselves timelessly against it, lest ye be too late and lose what much blood and contending may not recover again, considering the distressed case, wherein too we are brought as a share of the true Protestant interest, and refreshing us with your help, and withal as ye tender the advantage of Christ's cause, which to own is the Christian's glory, that ye engage not yourselves in any quarrel or with any person whatsoever, till you know that the quarrel be rightly stated, and that the persons in the judgment of charity are seeking the advancement of the kingdom of Christ, lest that ye join yourselves to these who may lead you back to Egypt, and so you provoke the Lord to destroy you in the wilderness. Finally, we being misrepresented to many by the wicked malice of our avowed enemies and the sinful prejudice of others, who misrepresenting our late declaration affixed at several parish church doors, which we do hereby ratify and approve, perverting the true and obvious sense thereof, and through blind malice and prejudice mistaking our designs therein, else their consciences give their tongue the lie, hold us forth as persons of murdering and assassinating principles, all which principles and practices we do hereby declare before God, angels, and men, that we abhor, renounce, and detest, as also all manner of robbing of any, whether open enemies or others, which we are most falsely aspersed with, either in their gold, their silver, their gear, or any household stuff. Their money perish with themselves. The Lord knows that our eyes are not after these things. And in like manner, we do hereby disclaim all unwarrantable practices committed by any few persons reputed to be of us, whereby the Lord hath been offended, his cause wronged, and we all made to endure the scourge of tongues, for which things we have desired to make conscience of mourning before the Lord, both in public and private, as the unwarrantable manner of killing that curate of Carsferin, though he was a man of death, both by the law of God and man, and the fact not materially murder, it being gone about contrary to our declaration without deliberation, common or competent consent, the conclusion indeed being known only to three or four persons in a rash and not in a Christian manner, and also other offenses being committed at the time, which miscarriages have proven a mean to stop and retard lawful, laudable, warrantable, and warrantable proceedings, both as to matter and manner. But let not guilty persons think themselves indemnified, howbeit we require and hope that all whosoever in this our land, our neighbor or foreign lands, who have not a willful prejudice at the cause and way of God, will not give ear unto reports which stated enemies or prejudiced pretended friends give of us, that they will not impute the miscarriages of one or more persons to us or all of us, who desire that nothing may be looked on hereafter as our deed, which wanteth common consent or approbation, and that they will not receive a wrong impression of us and our proceedings. For we call the living God, the searcher of hearts, to witness that this only is our sincere desire and unfeigned resolution to continue in the profession and obedience of the true religion of Jesus Christ, according to his word, our covenants, national and solemn league, to defend the same and to resist all contrary errors, corruptions, and innovations according to our vocation and the utmost of the power that God doth or may put in our hands. Now we hope none who have not made a full surrender of conscience and are not bent to welcome popery into the land will be offended at what we have here done. For in the Lord's sight we durst do no less whatever occasion of persecution our God's enemies may take from the same. For we could not see at the time any other way to discharge our duty before the Lord, to exonerate our consciences and to free ourselves of the connivance at popery, which we pray the Lord may stop and not lay the guilt of its increase to the charge of us and our posterity. Therefore we appoint and ordain that incontinently ye, our emissaries, pass upon the 28th day of May, 1685 years, unto the market cross of Sanquhar, and there, by open proclamation, make intimation of this our declaration, leaving copies of the same affixed upon the foresaid market cross and other patent places of the foresaid burr, given at upon the 28th day of May, 1685. Let King Jesus reign, and all his enemies be scattered. This Reformation audio resource is a production of Stillwater's Revival Books. Many free resources, as well as our complete mail order catalog containing classic and contemporary Puritan and Reformed books, CDs, and much more at great discounts, are on the web at www.swrb.com. We can also be reached by email at swrb@swrb.com, by phone at 780-450-3730, by fax at 780-468-1096, or by mail at 4710-37A Avenue, Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, T6L3T5. If you do not have a web connection, please request a free printed catalog. If you do have a web connection and would like to be added to our email list, please send an email to add@swrb.com or swrb@swrb.com with the word add in the subject line. SWRB's email list is a double opt-in list, so once you've sent us your email list, you will be asked by email to confirm that you want to join our list using the email address you have supplied. Your email information will be kept confidential, and you can easily remove yourself from our email list by simply emailing us at swrb@swrb.com with the word remove in the subject line. Once you are on our email list, you will be alerted to all the new free Reformation resources, free MP3s, free electronic books and text, etc. SWRB makes available on the web, as well as at times to our best discounts and super specials. We also encourage you to reproduce this audio resource and to pass it on to your friends, but we only authorize this as long as the full contents of the message, including the header and trailer, is not altered in any way, and as long as the audio file or cassette is given away for free. Thank you again for listening to this SWRB reading, and remember that Isaiah 26:3 states, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee," and 2 Corinthians 13:11 concludes, "Finally, brethren, farewell, be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you," unquote.